A Dangerous Woman by Mary McGarry Morris. Copyright 1991 by Mary McGarry Morris. This book is read by Kimberly Schraff. 1. The murder is seldom discussed without someone recalling that warm autumn night years before, when Martha Horgan was only 17, and Bob Hobart, a classmate, offered her a ride home from the library. Pretending she hadn't heard him, she brought her book closer to her face. The girls at the end of the long table giggled. Everyone knew what Hobart was up to. The library was so packed with students that many sat cross-legged against the walls, and yet the chairs flanking Martha Horgan were empty. It was always that way. She walked alone, sat alone. But it was hard to feel too bad about it, because she could be such an unpleasant girl. Bob Hobart slid into one of the empty chairs and asked again if he could give her a ride. Muttering angrily, Martha jumped up and stalked out of the reading room. The girls collapsed in laughter over their books. Martha's temper was legendary. She was a tall, skinny girl whose wide, crooked mouth seemed perpetually askew, a ragged boundary between laughter and tears. Behind her thick, smudged glasses, her eyes, with their slow-moving myopia, cast a watchful intensity that was unnerving. Her aunt constantly scolded her for this, but she couldn't help it. She watched people, hoping to discover what it was that made her so different from them. Sometimes it seemed she might be just a step off, a moment behind, and so if she ran faster, laughed harder, smiled brighter, she would catch up. She would get there. "It's Donnie," Bob Hobart whispered.